This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Arkansas State University is participating in eSports in the fall. I conducted an interview with Assistant Professor of Clinical Medicine and Athletic Trainer, Dr. Bhavesh Joshi, at the NYIT College of Osteopathic Medicine at Arkansas State University. He says there's some research that's taking place about some of the risks that are associated with competitive gaming. First, he tells about a competitive eSports team that NYIT New York has, as well as his position on the Arkansas State Committee to bring eSports to Arkansas State.
So at the New York campus, at the main campus of NYIT, they have a eSports competitive team. They didn't always have that, and it took a couple years of interest and number of students getting together, actually starting to play, and then the university starting to recognize, hey, this could be something big for them. They have now been a competitive team and a winning competitive team over the last, I think, year and a half. So it's very exciting for them. They have a new facility that they're able to train and kind of almost like a varsity, not almost, I should say, as a varsity level sport. So it's very exciting for those individuals who didn't really have an outlet and they loved the video games and they were good at it. But they just didn't have an outlet. So this is very, very exciting for them.
And so when you heard that Arkansas State University was exploring that and it looks like that in the fall it will take place, what were your thoughts on that?
I think that's a great opportunity for Arkansas State and for our community here. Esports doesn't have any boundaries. As we see with technology, you could be linked up playing online with somebody on the other side of the world. And that's the greatest and biggest advantage of technology right now is that you can get online at any moment and play and have fun with anybody.
Have you been part of that team, of the NYIT team? I mean, have you actually been in the gaming, part of this?
So I've been, since I've joined the university, I've been on campus here at Arkansas State. But I have close contacts with the sports medicine department and the Center for Sports Medicine at the med school in New York. And their medical director is a colleague of mine. And so we've gone back and forth, and we'll be going up to the New York campus for a number of different meetings, but we'll be also touring that facility as well.
So you're part of the committee that is here at Arkansas State that's kind of, bringing in the esports. How's that been going so far?
It's very exciting. Everybody's super enthusiastic. We're on board. We're almost a little too enthusiastic. We want to do everything right now, but we've got to hold back a little bit because we want to make sure we set everything up right. So we want to set it up for the longevity so that we have to do just upgrades and keep things going for the future versus major improvements.
Right. So one of the things I was wanting to ask is, this definitely sounds like a great opportunity for a lot of students, but I think there's probably some concerns from some about the risks or maybe what gamers themselves may put themselves through as they're doing this like several hours a day. Mm-hmm. Is there research that's out there that NYIT has been doing or maybe other universities about the effects of gaming and what it actually does to those who participate?
So to answer the question, yes, the NYIT has a number of studies published recently, in fact, about some of the stressors of long-term gaming. There are more and more studies coming out worldwide and countrywide so that we can get a good amount of data. If you consider, and you should consider, esports as a varsity level activity or event, then the same risks, the same prevention that you would use for your football players, you can apply conceptually, maybe not the same, hey, this is an ACL prevention program, but maybe some sort of prevention program.
Dr. Joshi, what are some of the risks that we find in that research about some of the problems that does happen to people in gaming?
When you start looking at competitive gaming, you're going beyond that esports athlete, that athlete that's playing in the afternoon, after school things, from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock, and then sits down for dinner, and that's about it. When you go beyond about 7-8 hours of practice and dedicated time towards esports, your skill level jumps tremendously. But then because of that, because of the time dedicated, your risk of certain problems also jumps significantly. So one of the biggest things that we've started to notice is repetitive stress injuries in the hands and wrist. Because of the continuous clicking, moving, shifting, even though it's a little bit of movement, and a lot of the new mouse and keyboards are ergonomically designed, it's still a repetitive stress over and over and over and over again. Especially you think about your accumulated 8 to 10 hours a day, and now with some of the data that's coming out, we're also looking at eye strain, headache, migraines. We're looking at a computer screen for hours throughout the day. How is that playing into our processing, into the back of our brain? How is that also affecting our vision as well? Do we need to recommend, glared or anti-glare eyeglasses in order to prevent some of that eye strain? Right. So it's actually really fascinating, because you're starting to pull not from just one area of medicine. Now you're pulling from, all right, so a little bit of occupational therapy, a little bit of physical therapy, a little bit of sports medicine, a little bit of ophthalmology, a little bit of ear, nose, and throat. So you're putting a lot of connections into this, which is great, because in our community, we have the access to a lot of helping and wonderful people who are very knowledgeable and can help us continue to grow this program.
How do you kind of protect players that are in competitive gaming?
One of the biggest areas that we have to look at is posture. If they're sitting at a computer in just a regular office table or office chair, they're going to start to have that slumped over, that texting style, shoulder rounded forward position. And if you're sitting like that for hours on end, you're going to stay like that. So one of the biggest issues that we start to address now is getting good posture. And what chairs do we need to get in order to accompany that so we have better posture? What osteopathic techniques, what manipulations can we use to help prevent some of those long set in postures that we're starting to see? Some of the other areas that we're looking at is, like I was mentioning before, that repetitive stress injury.
Mm-hmm.
Does it matter if we move the keyboard 6 inches closer to you? Does that take strain off of the wrist, off of the elbow? Does that make a significant difference in your gaming ability or performance? For either the negative or the positive. We've had a couple of reports overseas. The one I read about last week was a South Korea professional esports player that retired at the age of 26. And he retired because of repetitive strain and strain into the wrist. And it was just too painful. He couldn't go on. At 26, he's retired.
What would be some of those wrist issues?
So in the wrist, there's a number of different ligaments. They're crisscrossing. They help stabilize and allow us to move our wrist in all the different directions.
Mm-hmm.
Carpal tunnel is just one of the issues that can come up. And between any of those ligaments, they can be stressed and they can just be overworked. It's just like if you have a Band-Aid and you just keep stretching the Band-Aid over and over and over again, after a while, it's just going to get frayed and it's going to stop snapping back. So you've got to give it some time to rest, some time to heal. Just like in our traditional athletes, if you've got a hamstring pull, you got to give time for it to rest, it to heal, and then slowly work back into it.
Right.
But just like with any professional sport, if you're not playing, you're not making money. So you've got the two sides of the coin there.
So with that, then as you're part of the medical director of this and that, what are some of the things that you're kind of implementing to be able to say, okay, well, we are going to be a competitive team, so we know that students are going to be on for many hours a day, but also we're going to take care of the students. Where is that line crossed in that regard? I mean, where do you put that line there to be able to protect the health of the students doing the e-gaming, but still to be competitive enough to win?
Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we've looked at what a lot of the professional level players are doing, and we're trying to mimic that to a degree, because we also have to remember these athletes here on campus are students as well, and that's why they're here. But we look at almost every aspect of what's going on in their lives. We look at schoolwork, we look at ergonomics, we look at posture. And a huge issue we look at is nutrition as well.
Sure.
And so we emphasize, good, clean, healthy eating versus the stereotyped gamer of pizza, chips, soda. a lot of the professional athletes don't even look at that. They're eating, you know, they're eating at that professional, any professional level cuisine, or not organic, but rich foods that are healthy, that give them energy, that taste great.
Sure.
I mean, like that's what they're doing. And so we want to mimic that as well, because we're doing the same programs for our athletes with football, with volleyball, but we're doing that across the board here with our own athletics. So why wouldn't we do it for our esports?
What are some other things that professional players do besides nutrition, maybe that you said that you are trying to mimic here when they get started?
So we're trying to do controlled times for practice. We want to be regimented. We do know the data shows that at about 8 hours a day of practice, that's when you really start jumping in your skill level. But that, again, that's also the time period when you start seeing more and more injuries and more issues come up. So we're looking at trying to break up our practice times into regimented times. Just like football team, they're not practicing all day Saturday. They're practicing, they've got a set practice time in the morning, set practice time in the evening if they're doing two-a-days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. We want to get them to get up after a certain amount of time, stretch, move, get out of the seat, eat something nutritiously. One area we haven't talked about is the mental aspect of it as well.
Yeah.
And so mental health is very important in all of our athletes and in all of our students. So to take the time to reflect, right, how did I do? What can I do better? Maybe take some time and not think about what's going on the gaming front, to reflect and just kind of have that me moment and get that time and then go back into what you were doing.
So you anticipate more research-based things being, you know, happening here at Arkansas State University in relation to esports as it starts really taking off?
Oh, absolutely. Esports is still in its infancy. Even within Arkansas State, countrywide, worldwide, it's becoming a huge, huge, huge phenomenon. One of the studies I read over the last week showed that more people watched worldwide, comparatively, more people watched the eSports World Championship versus the 2018 Super Bowl, or 2017 Super Bowl. And it's about like maybe 500,000 people different. So it's crazy. Like there's so many people worldwide now watching it. And as it grows and as it develops, we'll start seeing more and more research come out, because we're on the forefront of this, and it's great that the university is picking this up and starting their own program.
Yeah, and I know we talked a lot about risks today and all that. We don't want this to be kind of like a totally negative thing all the time, because mm-hmm. it is a very positive thing.
Oh yeah, it's great. It's a great outlet. You know, some people, as we know, not everybody can be on the football team. Not everybody has that coordination. Not everybody can get out onto the field or do this or swim and whatnot. But some people, this is their thing. And this is great for those people who are you know, great hand-eye coordination. They love the video games. They're into that. This is their outlet. This is just a tremendous jump for them.
So Dr. Joshi, could you please give us an example of how this works by way of team play in competitive esports?
So usually they're playing team sports.
Yeah.
So one of the more popular games is League of Legends. And so you'll have between a 4- and 5-person team on your side playing another 4- and 5-person team. And it's if you've ever played certain like Mario games, that you've got to go through one section at a time, accomplish a goal or take over an area, and then keep moving and expand. Almost like a Risk or like that old board game Risk, that European Conquest.
Right.
That's essentially what you're doing. And so you'll have your team sitting next to you guys. Everybody will be most likely wearing a headset so they can hear clearly, one, their teammates, and two, what else is going on their quote-unquote battlefront. And so that game will play until the opponent loses or time runs out, and it's either a point accumulation or a conquest accumulation.
Fantastic.
So it's pretty interesting, because you'll start seeing now people are talking about strategies, and they'll be just the same, just as we're looking at you know, what's the strategy for the last 2 minutes of a basketball game? They're picking it apart. They're analysts. They're looking at, hey, look, these three players are holding back. They're getting ready for a frontal assault, or, you know, they're going to be just moving all together. It's very, very complex and very interesting when you start diving into, like, wow, these are there's some chess, master chess level strategies going on.
What would you suggest to parents that they do to be able to kind of help protect their children and kind of, you know, make sure that that the children are not overdoing it on gaming, I guess?
Yeah, that's a great question. Probably the strongest or the biggest consideration I would make is set a timer. You know, have them say, all right, well, yeah, you can play, but you've got to get up, do something after this time's up. You can't play video games for this amount of time, but you can go back to it. Break that time up so they're not sitting there for so long, because, again, it goes back to that posture. And we see it now in the community. A lot of younger kids, younger students are with that slumped shoulder, texting position. That's a tremendous health risk because of, you know, you're putting so much strain on that upper shoulder, upper body area. So if we can start preventing that in the early ages, that would be great. And like, you know, I don't want to recommend to parents to take away something that their children are loving and they're enthusiastic about it, and they could make something of it in the future. But I want to make sure that they're safe while they're doing it. And so the time constraint usually is an easy one to monitor, because sometimes you may not know the game, may not know what's going on. But if you're able to at least, hey, take a break, go outside for a little bit, relax, jump in the pool, come back after a little while, I think that would definitely help out.
So do you think there needs to be like some education about, you know, especially as this continues to develop, because it's not going away?
No.
You know, if anything, it's going to keep, you know, going and all that. So do you think that educational efforts could maybe help some of those things too?
As we learn more and more about it, absolutely.
Yeah.
And again, that's why we're here at the med school. We'd love to educate. We'd love to share what we've seen data-wise and what some of the recommendations are from the professional level athletes and what we can do and help our college level, our high school level, even our elementary school level kids.
That's Dr. Bhavesh Joshi at NYIT's College of Osteopathic Medicine at Arkansas State University. I'm Jonathan Reeves for A-State Connections.